Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Samach Aleph, three lines from the top of Daf Samach Aleph from an Aleph, and our Gemara quotes from our Mishnah on Daf Nun Tesman Beis, which stated, Sheteglachas HaNega Doicha Teglachas HaNazir. So our Mishnah discussed a case where someone was a Vade Nazir, and it was a Suffolk if he was a Mitzrayim Muchlet, and it was also a Suffolk if he became Tamei Meis. And we went through a very detailed Cheshbin, and ultimately we came out that of course this Nazir, who has a Suffolk if he's a Mitzrayim Muchlet, as well as if he is Tamei Meis, has to do Teglachas four times, and the same would hold true if we know that there was a Nazir Vadai who definitely became Tamei Meis and he's definitely also a Mitzrayim Muchlet. In that case, certainly he has to do four different taglachas. He has to shave his entire body because he was a Mitzrayim Muchlet, and on day number one of becoming tar from being Mitzrayim, he has to shave his entire body. Then on day number seven, once again, he has to shave his entire body because that is the end of his period of being a Mitzrayim Muchlet. And 7 days after that, he would have to shave his hair because he was a Tamei Meis, and therefore he has to go through the process of a Nazir Tame, and finally 30 days later he would have to shave his head once again based on the fact that at that point he completed his Nazirus B'Tayra. And of course Taglachas is one of the things that a Nazir who completes his days of Nazirus would have to do. Our Gemara now begins by Rayim Bachama. Rayim Bachama is the following Shaila. Hani Abba Taglachis Dekama Mishum Mitzvah Oy Mishum Ivurisar Tuma. As we shine and point out that Rayim Bachama certainly did not have a Shaila regarding the Taglachas that a person has to do when he's Mitzvah Mechut, as certainly it's for mitzvah, and the din would be that you have to use a razor, and it would not be enough to use some sort of hair removal cream that would destroy all of his hair. And the same would be true with the Geya Nazir that completes his Nazir's process, and he was tar. And really, Rabbi Bachama Shaila is only the Geya Nazir Tamei. His question is, do we say that a Nazir Tamei is also a mitzvah, and therefore, when he shaves his hair of his head, he has to do so with a razor? Or do we say that a Nazir Tamei just has to get rid of any hair that was Tamei, and then has to restart his process, and regrow here can be caught when he completes his Nazir's process, B'Tayra? And as the Gemara says, L'may Nafkamina, what would be Nafkamina? L'avur B'Nosha, could you remove your hair with a cream? E Amr Mishum Mitzvah, if you're going to say it's because of Mitzvah, L'avur B'Nosha Loi, then he could only remove his hair using a razor, and it would not be good enough to use a cream, even though the end result is the same, as he'll be able to remove all of his hair and remove it from the root. However, V Amr Mishum Avur Yisar Tuma, if you're going to say the reason why another Tamei has to go and shave his head is in order to remove his hair that was Tamei, Safilu Sachin Ashenami. So another Tamei would not necessarily have to use a razor, and he would be Yoitz his Chiv of Taglachas by using a hair removal cream. And the Rosh on our Amid actually points out that in Chenami, this question of Rabbi Bachama is in all cases of a Nazir who becomes Tamei, and the Shaila is, does he have to use a razor, or he could use some sort of a hair removal cream? And Taisus on Daf Samach Amid Beis points out that in Chenami, even though Rabbi Bachama is the Shaila, Benigea Hani Abba Taglachias, and although it's Mashma, he's going back on our case of a Mishnah where there was a Nazir Vadai who was a Suffolk if he was a Tamei Meis, and it was a Suffolk if he was a Mitzrayim Muchlet. But Dr. Taisus, in that case, certainly Rayim Bacham would not have a Shaila, because even the third Taglachias is not only because potentially he was Tamei Meis, as on the Tzad that he was never Tamei Meis, so therefore the third Taglachias actually was for completing his Nazirus B'Tayra, and certainly in that case he would have to use a razor, and therefore Rayim Bacham's Shaila would not make sense in that scenario. And Taisus points out that Rayim Bacham couldn't be speaking about any of the other four taglachis, because in all cases there is a tzad that maybe it was because he was a Mitzrayim Muchlet or he was a Vade Nazir Tar, and in all those cases, of course, they definitely require a razor. And really, Rabbi Bachama Shaila was only in a case where there was a Nazir who was a Vade Nazir, he was also Vade Mitzrayim Muchlet, and he was also a Vade Nazir Tamei. As we explained, Rabbi Bachama has a Shaila in that case, since the third taglachis is definitely because he was a Nazir Tamei, so the Shaila is, does he have to use a razor, or would he be able to remove his hair with some sort of a cream as well? And Taisa also points out, as the Rosh does, that really Rayim Bachama Shaila is regard to the taglachas of a Tamei Meis in all cases. And Taisa explains, El de Nokat Hani Abot Taglachias, Mishum Dairinum Bu Besugi B'Muchlet Vadai B'Tamei Vadai, the Megaleach Abot Taglachias, since we spoke about them in our Sugya regarding a case where there was another Vadai who was also a Mitzrayim Muchlet B'Vadai and a Tamei Meis B'Vadai, therefore he continued to discuss that case. But Ein Echnami, Rayim Bachama Shaila is even a normal case where someone becomes a Tamei Meis while he's a Nazir, Ayin Shom. And also Ayin and Taisa at the bottom of the Amid, as well as the Rosh on our Amid, where they both discuss the same question, that L'chir, if someone uses this type of hair removal cream, then it not only will remove someone's hair, but it also stunts their growth, and the hair will not grow for a specific amount of time, and therefore they won't be able to have enough hair to do Taglachas Atayra. And Ayin and the Rosh and Taisa as to how they deal with this issue. And Gemara continues, Mai, what is the din? So Rava brings Raya from our Mishnah, as Toshma, Megal Halech Habot Haglachis. In our Mishnah, we said that this Nazir, who's a Suffolk if he's a Mitzrayim Mukhlet, and a Suffolk if he's a Tamei Meis, has to shave with the razor four different times. And we will learn the Gemara like the second Girsa of Taisis as well as the Rush. And the Raya is, B'isak Daitch Mishum Avur Seyatuma, if the reason why a person who is Tamei Meis has to shave the hair is to remove the hair of Tumah, Afilu B'sholosh Nami Sagilei. So why did Mishnah say that he has to do four Taglachis with the razor if the third Taglachas could be done even with a scissor or even with some sort of hair removal cream? And the fact that the Mishnah required that you have to do four shavings with the razor, Shema Minah, Mishum Mitzvah, Shema Minah, it must be that even B'digeya, Nazir Tamei, the reason why he has to shave his hair is based on a mitzvah, and it's compared to the same din as a Nazir Tar. And just like a Nazir Tar who completes his Naziris has to use a razor, therefore a Nazir Tamei also has to use a razor. The Rosh is bothered that L'chayra, how could Gemara bring a raya from our Mishnah if in our Mishnah there was a suffik if he was a Mitzrayim Mukhlet, and there was a suffik if he's a Tamei Meis, and therefore when he does his third Taglachas, there's a suffik that maybe he's going through the entire process after he completed his Naziris B'tayra, as he was never Tamei Meis, and therefore of course he has to use a razor. How could we bring a raya from our Mishnah in a case where a Nazir was Tamei Meis B'vadai that he has to use a razor, as maybe it's Lavuri Seretuma, and therefore he wouldn't have to use a razor? And the Rosh explains, Mikol Mokom, Mimloy Hesed Taglachas Tuma, Tzrichatar, if the din would be that if a Nazir is a Vade Tamei Meis, that he does not have to use a razor, and in regard to the third Taglachas of our Mishnah, where it is only a Suffolk, if maybe he's the Nazir Tar, would still not require him to use a razor, Sharaidayin Loye Mutalishtay Sayin Tamei Meis, because even after he does his third Taglachas, he would not be able to drink wine or be Mutamei Meis, and he has to do it fourth Taglachas in any case, and that one surely will be done with the razor. By the fact that the Mishnah required that he shaves his hair with a razor on four different occasions, therefore it's muchach that it must be that a regular Nazir Tamei Bevadai also has to shave his hair with a razor, iron in the Rush. And Taisis at the top of the Amun and Dima Masal Toshma says a similar teretz to the Rush, but of course according to Taisis that we mentioned on Daf Samach Habez, l'chayr this teretz doesn't work, as Taisis clearly stated that Rayim Bachamah Shaila was only in a case where someone was a Vadei Nazir, he was also a Vadei Mitzrayim Mukhlet, he also was a Vadei Nazir who became Tamei Meis. L'chayr, how could the Gemara bring a raya from a Mishnah which is talking about a Nazir who is a Suffolk Mitzrayim Mukhlet and a Suffolk Tamei Meis? However, Taisis has a different gears in our Gemara, and according to that first pshat that Taisis brings down, l'chayr it works out, as Taisis Girsu is, u'megaleich habot haglachis, shma minah mishum mitzvah shma minah, and the raya is not necessarily based on the third taglachis, but the point is that since the Mishnah mentioned four taglachis, and it was kolos in biyachad, and didn't differentiate between any of the taglachis, in kain, damina dadi, the kulu b'tar, therefore it seems that all taglachis of a mitzvah, of a nazir tamei, and a nazir tar, are all the same, and they all have requirement to be done with a razor, ayin in taisis, hadron lach shnei nazirim, hadron lach shnei nazirim, hadron lach shnei nazirim. And we now begin the ninth parak, the last parak of Masechtas Nazir, parak hakutim, and we begin the new Mishnah, hakutim in la naziris. The entire pasha of a nazir does not apply to a kuti, and although the censors change this word to kutim, this Mishnah really applies to an akum or any type of a goy. And the Rush points out that even though the din is that if a chavim on neidrin and darim on nedavis ki yisrael, goy can make a neda and can make nedavis like yisrael, and if he wants, he can even bring certain kabbonis to the Beis HaMikdash. Since we notice a comparison between the din of the nazir and the din of the darim, as the pasuk says, isha isha ki yaflu din the neda nazir l'hazal Hashem, so maybe the din of naziris would also apply to an akum, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that the din of naziris doesn't apply to akum. Number one, even if a nazir does keep the days of naziris and then wants to bring kabbonis to the Beis HaMikdash, we would not accept those kabbonis from him. And number two, if he would go to a chacham and ask him, well, am I considered a nazir or not, they would tell him, you don't have to be makpid on yourself, and you could go and drink wine and be metamel mesim immediately, as your naziris wasn't chal. And the Mishnah continues, as opposed to goyim, noshim v'avodim yesh la naziris, that women and avodim kananim are included in the pasha of naziris, and if a woman or an eved kananim makes a neda that they want to be a nazir, naziris would be chal, and after they complete the naziris period, they would have to go through the process of shaving their hair and bringing kabbonis. Now our Mishnah continues, choyim v'noshim v'avodim, there is a chumra of a woman over an eved kananim, shu kofes avdoi v'ein a kofes ishtoi, as the master of a slave can force his servant to go and violate his naziris, and he can require his servant to go and drink wine or be metamel mesim. However, a husband cannot force his wife to go be metamel mesim or to drink wine while she's in nazira. Now, in reality, we really should learn the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis on Beis at this point, as the Mishnah over there continues and it tells us chayim b'avodim menashim, that there's also the chumrah of an eved kanani over a woman shehu meifin nidri ishtoi, because a husband could be meifin and darim with his wife. And for example, in our case, if a husband would hear about his wife's neda to be a nazir, there, and he'd be mefer b'yom shamay, so then he has a right to do so. And if he does so, he was oikah naziris l'mafreya, and she's no longer a nazir. However, ve'enu mefer nidrei avdai, however, an adon cannot be mefer the naziris of his servant. And even though in our mishnah we just said that if an adon goes and says to his servant that I want you to drink wine or I want you to be metamal mesim, the eved would have to listen to him. However, l'maisa, after he completes his avdos and he goes alachiris, since his master could not be mefer his actual naziris, therefore this eved at that point would actually have to start being a nazir the moment after he goes out free, and at that point he would have to keep all of the dinim of his naziris, as l'maisa the adon was not able to be made for his naziris. However, as we saw in the mishnah daf samach beis and beis, if a husband is actually made for his wife's naziris, then even after he divorces her, or if she becomes an almana, she doesn't have to keep the naziris, as her husband's original afara was mevatel her naziris completely. And our gemara now begins tani hakutim inlam naziris. We learned on mishnah that a goy does not have the dinim of naziris, and the gemara asks me nani mili, how do we know this? And Tais points out, how do we know that it become inlam naziris? Haloi b'shad nedarim dinim kisrael. We find by the gay of other dinim of nedarim, they have a din just like Yisrael. As we learn from the pasuk in Pashas Emma that states ish ish min beis Yisrael and ager b'Yisrael asher yakor kabane l'chol nedreim l'chol nedveisam asher kiv l'Hashem la'ila. And since the Torah uses lashon of ish ish, so when ma'aba ibichavim she nedrim nedarim or nedaves kisrael v'hachi nami nedhu and l'chira, every naziris is based on a dinim of nedarim. So why shouldn't that apply to a guy? The Gemara answers based on a brayso, the Tanur Rabbanan, as we learned that since the pasuk starts off in Pashas Nasai when discussing the dinim of naziris, and it says in Perek Vav, so therefore the pasuk didn't have to continue and say Dabo ben Yisrael, since the Torah already stated by Dabo Shalom Meshalema, and therefore it must be coming for a limud. And let's just read that entire pasuk. The pasuk states Dabo ben Yisrael v'yamart aleim isha isha kiyafli linda ned nozel haz l'Hashem. The Brisa teaches us Dabo ben Yisrael v'loy loy chavim, that Kosh Baruch Hu said that the din of naziris is only for ben Yisrael and not for goyim v'yamart aleim, and then he uses the extra word of v'yamart aleim to teach us l'rabis avadim, that this is coming to include that even Abadim are in the Pasha of Naziris. And the Gemara continues and asks, why does the Braisa teach us V'mata Aleim L'Rabbis Avadim Lomli Kra, why would we need a Pasuk at all? Ha'amrit, but we have a cloud B'chol HaTorah Kula Kol Mitzvah She'isha Chayavis Ba Ever Chayav Ba. And we have Xeris Shava, since it says B'negei Isha V'chosav La Sefer Krisis, and it says B'negei Shivcha Oichuf Shalai Nitin La, and therefore we have Xeris Shava of La La, that any mitzvah that a woman is Chayavin a Shivcha and an Ever Knani would also be Chayavin. And L'chayar, since a woman is definitely included in the Pasha of Naziris, as the Pasuk states Mefurish, Isha Isha, therefore certainly an Eved Kenani is included in the Pasha of Naziris, and an Eved Kenani should be able to be Mekabel on himself to be a Nazir, and also bring the Kabbalahs of a Nazir. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rav Yisban, Shani Hacha, that over here, B'negei and Eved Kenani is different, the Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, B'negei and Darim, Ish Ki Yidin Nedel Hashem, Yisho V'Shvul, Esa Yisal Nafshay, Lo Yachal Devari, Kachla Yetzim Piv Yasa. We learn out that the only time that the Pasha of Nedarim applies is B'mishin Nafshay Knulay, is only someone who has a right over his own nefesh, yotze eved she'in nafshe knuilai. However, an eved is excluded from the pasha of the darim since he doesn't have a right to his soul, since he's owned by his adin. And since we know that we always have a hekesh between the darim and the naziris, as the pasuk says, isha isha ki yaf linda ned nozel hazel Hashem, and therefore we may think that v'hoil be'in nafshe knuilai, since an eved does not acquire his nefesh and doesn't own his soul, ema gabi nozel namilai, maybe an eved cannot be mekabel on himself to be a nozer. Kamash mon, that's why we need the extra pasuk of v'amata leim in order to teach us that the pasha of naziris applies to a Eved Kenani as well. And the Gemara continues, Amma, we just learned Dabel b'nei Yisrael, the pasuk b'negei and nazir states Dabel b'nei Yisrael, and we learn out v'loy loy d'chavim, that the pasha of naziris is not relevant to a guy. And the Gemara asks, v'chol hechad chizuv Yisrael, anytime the Torah says Dabel b'nei Yisrael Eved Chavim loy, would that exclude Eved Chavim even if there would be another word in order to include them v'gabi erchin, but b'negei erchin chizuv, even though it says Dabel b'nei Yisrael? Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, b'nei Yisrael marichin, if a Yid wants to give erchin, and he could say erchi alai, or he could say erch pleni alai, it would be chayiv to give that amount of value that the Torah specifies by the ger erchin. However, in a Yid chav marichin, a goy cannot go and make erchin, even if he says erchi alai or erch pleni alai, it would not work, and he would not be chayiv to give that to the Beis Hamikdash. Braisa continues, yachalayu and erchin, you may think that not only would a goy not be in the pasha of erchin, and he can't promise to give erchin, but maybe he'd not be able to be the subject of erchin either. And for example, if Yisrael would say that I want to give the value of this guy to the Beis Hamikdash, that wouldn't work either, and Yisrael would not be chayiv. Medloim ish, the pasuk b'negei erchin states Dabel b'nei Yisrael, but then continues and says v'amata leim ish ki yafli nedav echon nefash l'Hashem. And since it also says the lashon ish, so it's coming to teach us that although for the pasuk that says b'nei Yisrael Gadol, we learn out that Ha'ivik Chavim cannot be Marichin, and he can't be the one who actually promises to give Erchin to the Beis HaMikdash. However, he can be the subject of Erchin, and if a Yid would say, I want to give the value of this Goy to the Beis HaMikdash, he would still be required to do so. And of course, the value that the Yid would have to give is the value of the Goy based on the amount that the Torah gives us, based on if the Goy is a male or female, and the age bracket that this Goy fits into. Although the Gemara doesn't discuss this point at this moment, however, keep this in mind, because the Gemara Daf Samach Beis and Rav will continue and discuss this point. This din that we just spoke about is only Lefi Rameya, however, Rabbi Yehuda would be Choylik on this din that Rameya just stated, and we will see this further on Daf Samach Beis and Rav, and this is based on the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, but the Geir Erchin that's found on Daf Heyom and Beis in Mesechtes Erchin. The Gemara's question is that Lechayra, just like we find that we have two Limudim, but the Geir Erchin, since the Pasuk says, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, but also says Lashon Ish, so over here also, since the Pasuk states, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, and also says Lashon Ish, as the Pasuk says, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, V'mataleim, Ishoi Isha, Kiyatlu Linda Neda, Nozal Azal Hashem. Lechayra, as Tais points out, we should learn as follows. We should say that since it says B'nei Yisrael, it's teaching us that B'nei Yisrael, Noizim, Revian, Carbon, Abba Ibn Chavim, Ein Noizim, Revian, Carbon. Then initially, we should learn that the Goy is not in the Pasha of Naziris at all. Not only can he not become a Nazir, and he won't be also to drink wine or be metamal mesim, he wouldn't be able to bring the korbanos either. However, since the pasuk says the lashon ish, therefore we learn out that even though it's true that a nazir cannot bring a korban, but maybe he's in the pasha of naziris, and if a goy promises to be a nazir, then the naziris would be chal, and he would be also to drink wine and be metamal mesim. The gemara answers that there's a major chilul between the pasha of naziris and the pasha of erchin. As shani hacha, the amar kral la'avavul ima lo yitame, but again, nazir, the pasuk tells us that to his father and to his mother he cannot become tame, and therefore we learn out that the only time that the Pasha of Naziris is going to be relevant is when Mishi Yesh Le'av is only someone that has a father. However, an Ayv Chavim is excluded from the Pasha of Naziris completely because he doesn't have a father. And as the Mefarer says, the in Avos La'Ayv Chavim. And the Gemara now asks, how can you exclude a Goy? Is Lamai, in what regard does a Goy not have a father? Elay Malin Yerusha, if you're going to tell me it is Negea to the Dinam of Yerusha, Rabbi Chiyah Ba'Avin taught us in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Ayv Chavim Yerush is Avod Dvatayah, the Dinam of Yerusha apply to a Goy as well. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Ki Yerusha le'Esav nesatis harseir, Yitzchak stated that I gave Esav a matana of harseir, and Esav has the right to give this over by Yerusha to his children, and therefore we see that Yerusha applies even to a Goy. And l'chayr, since a Goy is in the Pasha of Yerusha, so he does have a father, and if so, the Din of Nazir should apply to a Goy as well. And the Gemara therefore tries to explain, El b'misha muzal kibud aviv, when we learn b'misha yesh le'av yotza v'chav she'en le'av, that's referring to the fact that a Goy doesn't have a chiyuv of kibud avim, and since a Goy doesn't have a chiyuv of kibud avim, therefore he's not in the Pasha of Naziris either. The Gemara responds back, Miksiv kabud avicha gabi nazir, the Pasuk doesn't say anything about the mitzvah of kibud av over here, and why would you think that the only way the nazir could be shayach to the Pasha of Naziris is based on the mitzvah of kibud avim? All the Torah says is la'av l'ima lo yitame, and certainly there's a relationship between a Goy and his father, therefore why should he be excluded from the Pasha of Naziris? And Tais points out, ul'elki ka'ama l'in Yerusha lo'y parachachi, why didn't the Gemara also ask this question about Negei Yerusha, as the Pasuk didn't say anything about Yerusha either? Zoktais is the Stam Av Nikra Avla in Yerusha, that certainly the Gemara understood that when we talk about a father, generally we're talking about the concept of inheritance, and therefore the Gemara at least had a Havmina that we're talking about Yerusha, and on that the Gemara responded that you can't tell me that a Goy is not in the Pasha of Naziris based on Yerusha, since a Goy is in the Pasha of Yerusha and is Yerusha's father. Finally, the Gemara states that Ha'ivik Chavim is not in the Pasha of Naziris because he doesn't have a din of father, but a Goy being metami to his father, the din of Tumas Meis is not shaykh by a Goy. And as the Gemara says, Ela Makrab, because the Pasuk says, La'av v'l'ima lo yitame, and we learn out, b'mishi yesh l'tuma, that the only time the Pasha of Naziris was stated is only in regard to a Yisrael who's in the Pasha of Tumas Meis, and if a Yisrael would come into contact with his father's corpse, or be in the Oyla Meis of his father's corpse, then it would be Tame Meis. However, Yatzai V'chavim she'in lo yitama, or V'chavim is excluded from the Pasha of Naziris, since he's not shaykh to the Pasha of Tuma. And as the Mefarish says, Shibnogav Meis, ain't Tame, that even if he actually touches a mace, which is the highest level and the highest form of Tumas mace, he would not be considered tummy. And certainly, if he goes into the oil mace with the mace, he would also not be tummy. The Gemara continues on Daf Samach Aleph on the Beis. Minol the Lesley Tuma. How do we know that a Goy is not in the Pasha of Tuma? The Amakrab, because the Pasuk teaches us in Pasha's Chukas, the Isha Shiitma, Veloy Yischata, if a person becomes tummy and he doesn't become tar, and then he goes into the Beis Hamikdash, V'nichus HaNefeshahi Mitoich HaKol, and we learn out that the only time that we have a Pasha of Tuma is B'mishi Yish Lekol, is only someone that has a shaykhis to a call, Yatzezesh, in Lekol. However, if a Chavim doesn't have a shaykhis to a call, kol. And as the Rosh says on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the kaloy dekovim lo ikri kal. The Gemara continues and asks, "Mimai, how do we know that a guy is not the pasha of tuma? Dilma karsu lo mechayev avotu mitamenu. Maybe the Torah is teaching us that even though a guy does become tummy mace, and if he touches his father's corpse, he would become tummy mace. However, the chiddush of the Torah is that if he goes to the base of Mikdash, that he would not be chayev karis, as karis is only applicable to someone that's b'teich kol and someone that's shaykh to having a kal. However, a guy that's not shaykh to a kal would not be chayev karis, even if he goes to the base of Mikdash while he's tummy mace. And the Rosh is bothered that l'chayra, if a guy is tummy mace, why would the Torah have to exclude him from the din of karis if he goes into the base of Mikdash, and why would this be different than any other case of karis? And the Rosh says that in chanami wouldn't be chiluk, and that's why in all cases when the Torah speaks about karis, it generally says v'nichus ha-nefeshahi me'amer, or it states, as it says over here, v'nichus ha-nefeshahi b'teich ha-kol, and therefore the word b'teich ha-kol is not actually extra. And based on this question, the Gemara now tries to find another makar as to how we know that a goy does not become tummy mace. The Gemara brings the prior pasuk in Pashas Chukas that states v'hizah tar al tummy, that the person who's tar will be mazed and made paraduma on the tummy mace. And the Gemara wants to make a comparison, and the Gemara states that kol sheyesh le'tayr yesh le'tuma, and if someone is in the pasha of Tyra, then they're in the pasha of Tumah. However, the kol she'in le'tayra in le'tumah, if someone is not in the pasha of Tyra, they also are not in the pasha of Tumah. And as Taisa says, but yikuchavim in le'tayra, as we know that yikuchavim is not in the pasha of Tyra, since the pasuk of Pashas Chukas states, v'hois l'adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'mei ni d'chatas hi, and therefore we learn out l'mishmeres l'bnei Yisrael, this is a din that is only applicable to klai Yisrael, v'loy l'ev d'chavim, and not to a guy. And the Gemara asks on this limud, v'eimo, let us say, tahiru d'loy havilei, that in chanami, a guy may not be in the pasha of Tyra, but Tuma Havilei, but he's still in the pasha of Tuma. And Taisa points out that the Gemara is asking that L'chaira, this pasuk is not extra, as we learn out in Masechtas Yuma, other limudim from the pasuk of Hizatar al Tomei. And therefore, we can't use this limud to teach us that a guy is not in the pasha of Tuma's mace. And therefore, as the Mefarash says, possibly we would say, Shem Kibel Tuma, if a guy is Mekabel Tuma, Hafilu Shehuza, even if he has that Zor of the Paraduma, Loyin Tarmu Tumasai, he will never be able to come Tar from Big Tommy Mace, who places Kachim Mamagai. If he touches Kachim, they would become puzzle. Possibly, if a guy actually touches a mace, he would become Tame, and it would be Mitame Adam Vekalim. And we are now back on our original question that how do we know that a guy is not in the Pasha of Naziris? Finally, the Gemara answers, Amakra, the Ishashiyitma Velayishata, that since the Pasuk says that a person becomes Tame and doesn't cleanse himself, and since in this Pasuk we're talking about the same person, and therefore we see that there's a connection between someone that's Tame and his entire process, and therefore we'll learn the same idea that the only time that the din of Tumah applies is only in someone that's shaykh to the Pasha of Tyra, but if someone's not in the Pasha of Tyra, then he's not shaykh to the Pasha of Tumah either. And since, like we said, a guy is not in the Pasha of Tyra, as the Pasuk says, and therefore he would not be in the Pasha of Tumah either. And once we see that a guy is not in the Pasha of Tumah, since Benegay, the Pasha of Nazir, the Torah tells us, and therefore it's coming to exclude the Avichavim Shein Loitumah, that Avichavim is not in the Pasha of Naziris, since he's not in the Pasha of Tumah. And the Gemara continues, Rav Acha by Yaakov Imeh, Shani Hachad Amakrav, Vistachatam Isalam Levnechem Achrechem. And Rosh explains, Rav Acha by Yaakov is going back on the limud that we had on Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, as after the Gemara said that why should the din of Naziris be different than the din of Erchin? And since we find B'negei Erchin, that a goy is in the Pasha of Erchin, since not only does it say the Pasuk of B'nei Yisrael, but also uses the term Ish, and therefore B'negei Nazir, a goy should also be in the Pasha of Naziris, as L'maisa, the Pasuk doesn't only say Da'av B'nei Yisrael, but also says the Lashon Ish. Therefore, the Gemara want to know, why wouldn't we say that really a guy is not in the Pasha of the Kabbalah of Naziris, although he's in the Pasha of Naziris, and if he would be Makabal to be in Nazir, he'd be asked to drink wine and be Metam L'Mesim. And originally, the Gemara wanted to say, because the Pasuk says, B'negei Nazir La'avav L'ima Lo Yitame, and we learned out, B'mi She'esh Le'av, Yatza'ev Kham She'en Le'av, and the Gemara couldn't explain, why is it that a guy is not considered to have a father, as L'chayr B'negei Yerusha, it's not Shaykh to say that he doesn't have a father, because a guy can be Yerush's father. However, Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov now comes and tells us that in a chinami, although a goy can yashin his father in most cases, however, there is a limit to the goy's ability to yashin his father in a case where his father owned an evik knani. And since, as the Rosh says, since a goy cannot be meirish an evik to his child, since even for himself, the gufa evik is not koni to the goy, as the Gemara in Masechtas Gittin teaches us, that the pasuk tells us, atem, and we learn out atem koinim mehem, that klai Yisrael could buy from goyim loyheim koinim mekem, and goyim cannot buy from klai Yisrael loyheim koinim zeh mizeh, and a goy can't can't buy from each other because they can't have a kinyan aguf in a person. And since an akum is not in the pasha of being meirish and eved to his child, therefore we learn out kol sheishli nachli yeshli tuma. The only time that the pasha of naziris is applicable is only to someone that has all the dinim of nachla. However, since a guy is not in all the pashas of nachla, as he can't give over his eved to his child, therefore he's also not bechlal of v'im lo yitame, and the dinim of naziris doesn't apply. And as the Gemara states, v'chol she'in le nachla in le tuma, and as Tosis clarifies that the word tuma over here doesn't mean that he's not in the pasha of tumas meis, but it means to say klima bechlal of v'im lo yitame, he's not in the pasha of naziris, where it states lo avu le'im lo yitame. And the Gemara asks Rav Acha ben Yaakov, ihachi avadim nami loy, according to your pshat that you're saying kol she'in le nachla in le tuma, so this should also apply to an eved knadi, because the eved knadi is not in pasha of nachla either, as even if someone gives him a ton of an eved knadi to another eved knadi, and he says amenash lo yihil a rabbi rishusboy, the din is that the eved knadi still would not have a din of kinyaguf in this other eved knadi, as we just learned v'loihim koinim zemizeh, and therefore he would not be able to be merish to his child, and l'chayr an eved knadi should not be in the pasha of naziris, and we learned in our mishnah that the eved knadi is in the pasha of naziris, and it's applicable to him, and the pashas. The Gemara's question at this point is only on Rav Acha ben Yaakov. However, Ayin and Tosis deal with Maskli Hachi Avadim Nami, where he says V'hu Adin Dashinui Kamei D'Mishi Yesh L'Tayri Yesh L'Tumah Parach, that this question is even applicable to the Gemara's first teretz. And Ayin Rav Kvega in the Gilin Ashas, we ask on Tosis D'Vareim Stumen D'Bepashit Eved Yesh L'Tayri B'Mikvah Mekabel Tumah K'moy Noshim, and therefore the Gemara's question is really not on the first teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara continues Elam Rava. Therefore, Rava will now come to Mim Farish. Really know that if a Kofim is not in the Pasha Naziris, based on the fact that Torah says Dabel B'nei Yisrael, and we learn out B'nei Yisrael V'loy Akum, and even though B'nei Ge'er Erchon, we also learn from the word Ish to teach us other dinim and to teach us that Eved Kovim is in the Pasha of Erchon, but over here that would not work out, as Rava continues to explain, as Bishlei Megabe Erchon, B'nei Ge'er Erchon, at least we could understand we have two drushes, Shenema, since the Pasuk says B'nei Yisrael, and we learn out B'nei Yisrael Marichin, V'in Eved Kovim Marichin, and therefore we have an exclusion that the only time we have a din of Erchon is by someone in Klai Yisrael, but a guy is not in the complete pasha of Erchin, and if you would say Erich Yalai or Erich Pliny Yalai, he would not be chayiv to give Erchin. However, over there it makes sense that we're going to go and dash in the word Ish, as there is a valid drasha to learn out of Ish, and as we learned before, Yochol Loyu Nerachin, you would think that Eved Chavim cannot be the subject of Erchin either. Tamalim Ish, that's why the pasuk tells us the word Ish teaches us that although a guy cannot be Marichin, however, he could be the subject of Erich, and if a Yid would say Erich Eved Zelai, then he would be chayiv to give the Erech of that Eved. However, these same drushes do not work B'negei and Naziris. If you want to tell us that Hacha, that over here will learn out, that when the Pasuk says B'negei and Nazir, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, and will learn out B'nei Yisrael, Nozim, Mavi, and Karbin, that only someone that's part of Klai Yisrael could become a Nazir and bring Karbanis, V'eina Yivikov, Nozim, Mavi, and Karbin, and a Goy cannot become a Nazir and cannot bring Karbanis. And if you will want to say that we learn out from the word Ish the following, that Yacha, Loyu, Nozim, Klal, that one may think that a Goy cannot become a Nazir at all, Tamal Loyma Ish, therefore, the Torah tells us Ish to teach us that although a guy cannot bring karbanis of a nazir, but if he actually says, I want to be a nazir, then he'd be also to drink wine and be metam lemesim, and the pasha of naziris does apply to a guy. But l'chari, that can't be, because then when the Torah taught us, b'nei Yisrael, nazir, mevi'in karbon, b'ein evikom, nazir, mevi'in karbon, all that the Torah is actually teaching you is that although a guy can be a nazir, but he can't bring karbanis of naziris. But if so, the Gemara is, Amri, imishim karbon, if you're going to tell me that the only limud is that a guy cannot bring the Kabbanis of Naziris, the Labme Hachan Afgale, we don't have to learn this from the Pasuk B'negei Naziris, Elame Hasim, but we learn it from Pasuk and Pashas Emor that states, Dabel Aaron Vel Bonavel Kobani Yisol Vematan Aleim, Ish Ishmi Beis Yisol, and Agarbi Yisol, Ashi Yaakov Kabbani L'chol and Dreim, L'chol and Vesam, Ashi Akriv L'Hashem La'ilo, and in Mesechus Menachas we learn, Ish Ish Ashi Yaakov Karbin, L'Rabbis Ha'idu Chavim Shin Nedru Nedarvin U Nedarvis Ki Yisol, and a Goy can donate Nedarvin Nedarvis just like Yisol, and then the Pasuk says, L'chol and Dreim, L'chol and Vesam, and we learn out it's Marbo Ilu Shlomim Va'ifis Yainu Levaino. And the Gemara then asks, why does the pasuk continue and say Ashakrivu Hashem Lo'ilo? And the Gemara says Pratlu Naziris to Rabbi Saglili. Rabbi Saglili says this comes to exclude that a goy cannot bring the Kabbanis of Naziris to the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, since we already know for the pasuk and Pasha's Emor that a goy cannot bring the Kabbanis of Naziris, so when the pasuk says the Pasha of Naziris Dabel Bnei Yisrael, and we learn out V'loy Loiv Kabbim, it must be teaching you that a goy cannot be a Nazir at all, and not only that he can't bring his Kabbanis. And therefore, Rava says, this is the makar that a goy cannot be a nazir. And the Rosh explains that even though Lemais in the Pasha of Naziris, it uses the Lashon of Ish, and even though in the Pasha of Erchon, we actually dashen something out of the word ish, but Zakti Rush, over here, we won't dashen anything out of the word ish, or he says that potentially there is something that we will dashen out of ish, and the Gemara doesn't explain what that is. If we just stated that a guy is not in the pasha of Naziris at all, in Cain, Lam li la'ila prat l'kabana Naziris, so why Rabbi Yisrael Levi have to tell us that the word la'ila is coming to exclude that a guy does not have the ability to bring the kabbanis of Naziris? Of course he would not have that ability, since he's not in the pasha of Nazir at all. And possibly if you go back to the way we learned our Gemara, Taisa's question is not really shver. However, Taisa says, Yishleima, Shleyavi, Ivikovin, kabbanis Naziris, can you lift the Yisrael, Nazir kabbanis of? In the Hanami, we learn out from the word la'ila, even if a guy wants to donate the kabbanis that a Yisrael who was in Nazir is chayiv to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be able to do so. But Taisa ends off at Tzarachin. And the Gemara continues that based on the way we just learned, it comes out, although B'negei Erchon, we learn out the din of B'nei Yisrael, and we also learn out from the word Ish, but B'negei Nazir, we only learn out Drasha from the word B'nei Yisrael and not from Ish. And the Gemara therefore asks, Eima B'nei Yisrael Nazir Nazir Yisraelim, but Eina Yichavim Nazir Nazir Yisraelim. Maybe we learn out from the word of Dabba B'nei Yisrael, although a Jew can be a Nazir Eilam, however, a Goy will never be able to be Mekabal himself to be a Nazir Eilam. And if you want to say that maybe a Goy should not be able to be a Nazir at all, and that's why the Pasuk tells us the word Ish to teach us that even though a Goy cannot be a Nazir Eilam, but he can be a Nazir for a standard period of Naziris. And once again, where do we see a Makar that a Nazir can't be a Nazir at all? And the Gemara answers, Arma Bechran, Miksiv Nazir Eilam. Since the Pasuk is not discussing specifically a Nazir Eilam, therefore it doesn't make sense that when the Torah says Dabo B'nei Yisrael, it will be coming to be Mayit that a Goy cannot be a Nazir Eilam, even though he could be a regular Nazir. And when the Torah says Dabo B'nei Yisrael, it must be coming to teach us that only B'nei Yisrael can be a Nazir at all, and a Goy can't be a Nazir, and it doesn't make a difference if he wants to be a Nazir Eilam or a regular Nazir, he's not in the Pasha of Naziris at all. And this seems to be the more Pashat way to learn the Gemara. However, I am the Mefarish who says that it's impossible that the Torah would actually discuss the din of a Nazir Eilam, because the Pasha of Nazir Eilam was only Neschadish to us at the point that Avshalom became a Nazir, which was at a much later date in history. I am the Mefarish who says, V'alei Gemir Naziris Eilam, Elam Avshalom Kedamrin El B'Pirko Kama, I am Sham. The Gemara continues and asks, Eim B'nei Yisrael, Madim B'nei Ben Nazir. Maybe the Pasuk is telling you that the only time that a person could make their children a Nazir is only by someone that's part of Klal Yisrael. However, Eina Yivichavim Madim B'nei Ben Nazir. However, the Yivichavim cannot make his child a Nazir, and Yachalayu Nazirim. Maybe we would say that a guy can't be a Nazir at all, Tamalayim Ish, and maybe the Pasuk of Ish is actually coming to be Ma'abar, that a guy can be a Nazir. And once again, we don't have a Makar that a guy can't be a Nazir. The Gemara answers, Ha'am Rabbi Yechon Halachi Ben Nazir, that since we know Rabbi Yechon taught us that the fact that a person could make his child into a Nazir is based on Halacha L'Mishma Sinai, therefore it doesn't make sense that if this entire limud is based on Halacha L'Mishma Sinai, that the Torah would come and be memayit that a goy is not in this din, and a goy cannot make his child into a Nazir. And as the Rosh says, B'lei Mestava L'ukmim Miyuta Dekra, B'dav Shuhu Halacha L'Mishma Sinai. Finally, the Gemara asks another question on the limud of Rava, Eima B'nei Yisrael Megachal Nazir Savin. Let us say that when the Pasuk tells us, Daba B'nei Yisrael, it's teaching us the din that we had on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that taught us that if there was a person who was in Nazir and he set aside money for his Kabbalah Naziris and then he dies, that if his son wants to become a Nazir after his father died and use that money for his own Kabbalah Naziris, he would have a right to do so. And maybe that din only applies to a person that's part of Klal Yisrael. However, since the Torah says the word B'nei Yisrael, therefore we learn out that this din would not apply to a guy whose father died and he would not be able to use the money that his father set aside for his Kabbalah Naziris for his own Kabbalah Naziris. The Gemara continues, and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, Yachal Lo Yinazirin, you may think that a guy cannot be a Nazir at all, Tamad Lo Yimish, and maybe that's why the Pasuk says Ish, to be Marba, that a guy can be a Nazir, and therefore, once again, how do we have a Makar that a guy cannot be a Nazir? And once again, the Gemara gives the same Torah to Itma Allah, or Rabbi Yechon, Halacha Yibin Nazir, that since Rabbi Yechon taught us that that din, that a child can use the money of his father to use for his own Kabbalah Naziris, is based on Halacha Mishmi Sinai, therefore, as the Rush previously stated, V'loi Mestavel Ukbe Miyuta Dekra B'Davishu Halacha L'Mishim Sinai. It's not Mestavel to say that the Torah is going to come and give us a Miyah to teach us something that was only taught to us based on Halacha L'Mishim Sinai. Therefore, we could learn out from the words of B'nai Yisrael that the only time that a person can become a Nazir is only if he is part of Klal Yisrael, but a Goy cannot become a Nazir, as Rava taught us, and we will stop over here.